So we'll wrap up our discussion of the SearchSecurity.com 2012 Mobile Device Security Survey results and analysis. We're going to talk for a minute about top mobile security initiatives and then look forward and see if the data can tell us anything about what's happening or will happen in the next year or two. So we surveyed respondents about what their quote-unquote most important mobile security initiatives were for the next 12 months. Again, this was as of Q2 2012. The top five were authentication, data loss, as in preventing data loss, access control, encryption, and remote wipe. A few other interesting data points I wanted to toss out there. 62% of respondents require security technology on mobile devices. 85% of organizations are not building application stores, as in app stores, where closed in places where you know apps can be downloaded safely. And then 86% of organizations are putting more resources into application security for mobile. Rob, what were your takeaways there on the reaction to the top mobile security initiatives?
Sure. With the exception of data loss, which is quite a general area there, authentication, access control, encryption, remote wipe, all basic security needs or technologies, all
maybe not basic, functions. Fundamental.
Fundamental. That can be done with mainly with existing systems within the organization. It's something that I think is a good first step.
Absolutely. And I want to take a minute to try to look forward now, try to figure out what the data tells us about what's going to happen going forward in the market in the next year or two. Any reactions? Any thoughts on that, Rob?
Well, Eric, I think it's very important to keep in mind that this is an emerging space. You've got over 60 mobile device management vendors identified by Gartner, I believe, and it's a space that's ripe for consolidation. A lot of organizations, I think, are turning to their endpoint security management vendor to solve this problem for them. So you've got companies like Symantec, and McAfee, Trend Micro, Kaspersky, and others that are quickly moving into mobile and are putting together platforms and services to address mobile issues. And like I said, actually, many of them are looking into this mobile device management space for acquisition reasons. Something that I think is very cool is Symantec's acquisition of Nucona. I think it's a good example of what some endpoint security vendors are doing. It allows organizations to encapsulate apps on devices. It's an example of the kind of emerging space that we're in, that these technologies are just coming to light. They could have the ability to encapsulate Dropbox, for example, with this Nucona technology, and apply policy to it so that they can control the kind of data that goes into Dropbox. So it's such an emerging area. It's going to be fun to watch. It's going to be interesting to watch.
You make a great point that there's a lot of opportunity for innovation right now in the vendor market, and that's clearly one of the reasons why we see so many MDM and other types of mobile security companies out there right now and thriving, because there are companies that have unique business problems that need a unique solution. We tend to think of things from a security standpoint, but from a business problem standpoint, enterprises are going to have to support anything and everything. When we look back on 2012, I think it's going to be seen as the year of the tablet. There has been an explosion in new types of tablets released this year, the majority of them based on the Android platform, which adds that much more diversity to the mobile environment. When you're talking about the variety of platforms that users are bringing in from a mobile perspective. So companies are going to be faced with the problem today where they have to secure their own mobile devices. They have to secure the smartphones people are bringing in, the tablets people are bringing in. Enterprises need solutions for these problems. Now, boils down again to why we're seeing so much activity in enterprises around mobile security, so much policy development, so much activity in the vendor landscape. It's a big area, and it's only going to be a huge point of focus for enterprise security programs for the next few years.
Certainly, and it's going to take time. I think it's going to take 5 years or more before we're going to see some really solid tools and really solid understanding of what mobile device platform looks like.
And with that, we'll wrap up our discussion of the CertSecurity.com 2012 Enterprise Mobile Security Survey and Analysis. We want to once again draw your attention to the news coverage of the surveys. The links to those articles are on your screen. And of course, we invite anyone listening who didn't get a chance to participate in the survey to reach out to us and let us know if we're on the mark or you have unique problems or cases, instances you'd like to share so we get a better sense of what's happening out there. Feel free to email us at editor@certsecurity.com. Once again, thanks for joining us. For Rob Westervelt, I'm Eric Parizeau. Stay safe out there.